All right, let's get you the G-Bag of the Day champion and the Wooly Bully top 10 list of the day here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. Here's Lucius.
Yes, yes, yes. Here I is, y'all. Yes, y'all. To the beach, y'all. Going for two today at 5:30. Stick around for that. Got some John Blaze to come back. It doesn't matter, baby. It doesn't matter. But Tolo, Tolo, Tolo. It is our very own Fred Davis, the night show here on the Fan After Dark, the Fatties. Shout out to y'all, man, listening right now. Your boy Fred, he's our G back in the day winner because he took us a social studies class, kind of. These clips just speak for themselves. How about this?
Well, I mean, I don't know if anybody knew this or not, but USA Soccer's playing tonight here in about 10, 11 minutes. In fact, I want to say we got the
anthems going off.
Belgiumese? What do you call it? What's a Belgium person considered?
What does a Belgium person consider?
Is it Belgiumese?
Is it Belgiumese? Belgiumese. And we've all heard of the Rock of Gibraltar, the Strait of Gibraltar, or I think we all have.
Yeah. You get yesterday. The Strait of Gibraltar. The Strait of Gibraltar. Gibraltar.
Gibraltar.
Gibraltar.
By the Rock of Gibraltar.
Okay, Blake.
The Rock of Gibraltar. And by the way, Casablanca is a big charged. Movie.
I am Monica. Still waking up.
Gibraltar. Gibraltar.
It happens.
It happens.
It does happen.
It does happen.
It happens. I love it. Fred Davis, geez. Fan After Dark, weeknights here on 105.3 The Fan, and we will have a brand new batch of contestants at 5:30 tonight with some John Blaze with Lucius presenting. All right, now it is time for the Wooly Bully Top 10 List of the Day.
All right, shout out to this list of the top 10 incredibly on-brand NIL deals that just made too much sense. And I would like to outsource 877-881-1053. What would be the brand deals NIL style that just make too much sense for us on the show? So Eric, Broadus, myself, Lucius, heck, for Dawson, if you want to text that in as
Eric,
well.
Eric with a Five Guys.
Eric
with a Five Guys. He'll crush that.
Let's go, baby.
And the guys.
Yeah. It's the fourth patty on this thing.
Yeah. I need a five patty burger from five guys.
Five patties from Five Guys.
Yeah. That's awesome. We did get some text that came in. Lucius should sign on with Old Spice.
Oh. You know, I love the way Old Spice smells.
It is.
I just cannot rock it. It tears me up.
It itches, right?
Yeah, it tears me up, man.
It does itch the pits. Their deodorant, I have noticed that.
And it's not just them for me. Like any degree or like whatever your run-of-the-mill deodorant stick
is. Do they
is.
Still make the Old Spice deodorant with like the clear, like the green version
of
it?
Yep, they sure do.
Like gel. The original. Like it was in a white tube, and it was like, I think it's better than what they have now. I think they're old.
It's like a bluish kind of, it's kind of, you know, aqua blue, it's green kind of, looking
it's kind of,
thing.
It kind of looks like the ocean.
Yeah.
It's kind of green, like sea foam. But the original was much better. Like the ones, I was an Old Spice guy, but now when you go with the blue kind back in the day, I think it runs out after about 10, maybe 5 hours or so. I don't know. It just seemed like I was kind of like going.
You're smelling at the end of the day.
I'm smelling it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And I'm going, wait a minute, man. Old Spice used to not be this way.
Yeah, that's not right.
Now you're just
but
spicy.
But the cologne stuff is pretty good.
Yeah.
The old school cologne.
I like
and
the smell
bottle.
Of it. Smell good. Good, man. Yeah.
I'm with you. Even the body wash.
The body washes.
Smells good. Yeah. Broadus, either Folgers or Bluebell would be good.
He doesn't even drink coffee.
I don't drink.
Yeah, he doesn't drink coffee.
I'll tell you the one I'd like to have. I'll tell you the one I'd like to have.
Depends.
I'd like to have any type of, well, I was thinking of Tony Sacheret, the Creole seasoning.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of that. Yeah. I would say that or Zatarain's.
Zatarain's.
Something to do with Cajun cooking, I think would be a good one for me.
That would be
but
a good one.
But Bluebell is outstanding. I appreciate the
that's
I love
incredible.
Bluebell.
Yeah, Bluebell's absolutely
obviously
delicious.
I just tape it on my ass.
469 said NIL deals, you can guess who they would be for. Ray-Bans, which I'm assuming would be Eric.
I'll take it, dude.
Yeah. And life insurance and the Food Network. I mean, I guess Brian's the Food Network, which leaves, like, what, Lucius and I with Penn Life Insurance? It just look like a life insurance guy?
Lucius could be the Ray-Bans, too, though.
Lucius could be Ray-Bans.
Lucius could be the Ray-Bans.
I do have a lot of glasses. But, yeah, okay, life insurance, I do the weekend warning.
Okay.
That's not an NIL deal.
No, maybe that's a bad one. You don't want that one.
Maybe it's because, too, it's something where it's like a business you have to think. So you're Ackerman for business. Maybe that's what they're trying to say.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, that could be. That could be. Diet Coke for Dawson, 100%.
Oh, 100%.
That makes a lot of sense. But here is some of the ones on the top 10 here. DeColdest Crawford, which is still one of the greatest names in all of college football.
Yeah.
HVAC company. That's perfect for DeColdest Crawford.
First name, yeah. DeColdest.
Mm.
Yeah, that is pretty sweet.
He got an NIL deal with SOS Heating and Cooling, an HVAC company based in Omaha that had him film a commercial to promote its air conditioning maintenance service. That was when he initially went to Nebraska. Then he had to transfer to La Tech, and now he has transferred since to Grambling State ahead of the season.
DeColdest.
DeColdest Crawford. How about Kool-Aid McKinstry with Kool-Aid?
Yeah, that's a layup right
that's
there.
That's so perfect. Yeah, he signed an NIL deal with Kool-Aid ahead of his freshman
year. Has anybody had Kool-Aid in a while, though?
It's been a long time. You've seen the thing what they're doing with the pickles, the Kool-Aid pickles right now?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Which I know because
hydration?
Well, it's like they're doing Kool-Aid pickled pineapples.
Yes, that too. Yep.
So you're cutting up the pickles, you're putting them in a jar, and then you're filling the jar with Kool-Aid, and you let it sit for, I don't know, however long.
Yeah.
Hmm. And then it soaks it all up. I don't
that
know.
That could be good.
Yeah. Shout out to diabetes.
Amen. Shout out to diabetes.
I'm going to make this pineapple way less healthy.
Yeah. I think the last time I had Kool-Aid, it was actually in the package.
Yeah,
We used to buy the individual package. That's how long it's been that I've had since I've had Kool-Aid. Now it's in the plastic container, right, with the scoop and stuff.
I think so. I mean, I honestly haven't bought it in forever.
I used to have the little old school package.
Man, we used to take it to school, open it up, and eat it in your hands.
Oh, yeah. Man.
In your hands?
Your fingers is all red and blue, and your mouth looks crazy. Dude, be like, hey, give me a little bit more of my hand, bro.
Yeah. It's kind of like Fun Dip.
Yeah. But
absolutely.
Your finger is the stick.
Hey, what was the thing, the cheese and cracker thing, where there was never enough?
Lunchables?
The little, it's like the crackers with the cheese, and you had that little...
They used to bang.
Yes, those were good.
You're like that red stick. You're like, it's like, and you're trying to kind of like
evenly
put it out.
We don't
have much
it.
Left, and then you're like,
oh crap!
They killed the game when they had the breadstick ones. They crushed the game with that one.
I mean, I forgot about that.
I never saw the breadstick ones. Where was that?
That's good. General Booty and an underwear brand. Or again, when he was at OU.
Whatever happened to Booty, man?
I don't know what happened to Booty.
There was his dad on a few times, didn't we?
Yeah. And he was
a few-time guest, yeah.
He transferred to Louisiana Monroe.
Okay.
Fun row.
And that ended his college career.
Fun row, okay. Fun row.
That was all she wrote for Booty.
Ernest Collin.
The
Booty
Brothers.
There's
a whole lot of booties out there.
There is.
They're all really good players.
Yeah,
they
went to Evangel or something like that.
Yeah, yep. They're all really good players.
Booties bouncing around from program to program.
So De'Ernest Collin got an NIL deal with Popeyes. And this was, if you remember the viral Vine star that has that pop, he's eating Popeyes chicken and he's got that gif that went viral with him kind of like side-eyeing it. You could go ahead and hit the Google, and it'll probably come up.
He's in the lobby of yes.
Yes, he looks just like him. So it worked out well that he ended up getting this Popeyes commercial. He was on the roster at UT Permian Basin in 2024, but he didn't end up taking a snap. You've got Iowa Pork Producers Association getting one
they
with—
They got the Iowa linemen, don't they?
Yeah, they got Miles Purchase, Tyler Moore, and Tommy Hammond. Oh, and Caleb Bacon. They're all linemen, and they got the Pork Producers Association. So you've got Purchase, More Ham, and Bacon. They put all their names together, and that was the NIL sponsorship. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Jake Retzlaff with Manischewitz, the BYU, before he ended up having to transfer. And he got the Manischewitz.
Tulane now, right?
Yes. And, I mean, does he still have eligibility left?
I think he's still
playing. He must be. Yeah. He didn't come out in the draft.
Still playing.
He can sling it. Mm-hmm. But a kosher food company, you can get Manischewitz for matz ball soup.
Matz ball soup is excellent. If you had to do a packet matzo ball soup.
It's a good way to go.
It's a good way to go.
It is. And it's the only type of latke mix that we'll use.
I eat matzo ball soup with no packet.
Yeah.
No packet.
You could doll it up, though, with use real actual chicken broth. You know, that makes it even better.
And then maybe you could even like grind up some vegetables.
Yeah, you need the packet for to make the matzo ball.
Absolutely. Bijan Robinson with the mustard.
Yeah, that's mustard in Texas. Yeah, right. He was a mustard guy.
Muhammad Ibrahim with Minnesota got a Gushers NIL deal because he was gobbling down Gushers on the sideline during a game.
Yeah.
So that led to the fruit snack brand giving him an NIL deal and his very own custom pack with a flavor dubbed Touchdown Splash.
Man, see, like, if you're any one of these players, you're trying to think, okay, what's an item that I love, and let me just flash it on the sidelines,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
like, let's just see if this company, like the, what is it, the, like Swiss rolls or something, you know, you're just housing some Swiss cake rolls on the sideline, next thing you know, Little Debbie comes calling.
Little Debbie would be good.
I mean, that'd be nice, huh?
Yes, that would be.
Or at a party, just down in a bottle of vodka, and you see if Tito's would come on board. just raging it up, and you say, Tito's!
Let's go.
Yeah, we'd like to announce a partnership with our quarterback.
903 said, L.A., you could go with a Zigzag NIL deal.
Yeah, raw papers.
That wouldn't be bad.
Cookies!
Yeah, the cookies brand.
Oh, the cookies brand.
All day, bro.
I mean, I think we need to get CBD American Shaman back up for us.
Absolutely.
Shout out to the store with Eric and McKinney.
I did that show awesome. One time on those mushrooms. That was so wild.
It can get you.
On those mushrooms.
That was so wild.
That was crazy. I mean, I was like, I didn't even know what I was
brought
doing.
Brought us drank a mushroom trip your balls off tea.
Yeah.
Before the show.
Right before the show. I mean, literally, and like, I'm like halfway through it, I'm like going, this is not good.
Yeah, he was in your head, bro.
Dawson looked at me like, bro, what's up? You saw I drank that tea.
Yeah. Man. And then you kept picking it up. You like dig the thing out of the trash can. You're looking at the ingredients. Like, what did I just put in my body?
I do not have a clue what I did. Really?
Jeremy Roach and Dariana Littlepage Bugs. It was Littlepage hyphen Bugs was her last name. They both played with Baylor. They linked up to do an NIL deal with Raid. Okay, Roach and Bugs.
I love
very
that.
Creative. Very creative.
Wait, good.
Can you say her name one more time?
Littlepage Bugs.
Her last name is Littlepage Bugs?
Littlepage hyphen Bugs.
It's like Little Jordan Humphrey.
Yeah.
It's like Lil Jordan Humphrey.
Lil Jordan Humphrey. Shout out to South Lake Carroll.
I want
to
see that on the back of a jersey.
But the final is John Daly the second.
I got to give a big shout out to the pioneer of this game right here, the NIL game, Rhett Bomar.
Rhett.
Yeah, with the car dealership situation. That's me all day. Yeah. Hit me up with a Lexus situation. Yes. You pay me $15K and I get to drive the Lexuses.
Yeah.
That's
sick. That's 10 out of 10.
That's a good deal. We'll get you East Dallas Diesel, NIL.
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll around in those trucks. That'll be a good deal. Bobby Pelt's NIL deal would be for Golden Corral from the 972.
Some pharmacists.
Yeah.
I mean, Peyton Russell could get Hungry Man, not Bobby from the 972. Peyton was a big Hungry Man deal. Eric is listening from CBD American Shaman. Said, Evan, I got y'all. That's our guy.
I appreciate that pack, dog.
Eric, I love you, man. But bro, stay away from me.
He's the best, dude. Go make sure you're stopping by CBD American Shaman and McKinney.
Take
we love
care
them.
Of all the team, but don't take care of me, man. That got me.
Big time Totos.
I'll take Broadus's.
Yeah. Got any leftovers, send them LA's way. All right, there's our top 10 for today. Thank you so much for your participation. We doing a college football hump day darty, Eric?
Yeah, featuring Coach Prime's quarterback throwing the entire program under the bus, next in the nation.